Hey, hey, beautiful friends. Welcome back to Faith Fueled Woman. This is your host, Kristen. Today, I'm coming to you with a mini episode. I was reading one of my devotionals this morning. It's the Proverbs 31, first five. And a few things stood out to me, and I wanted to come and share them with you. What was on my heart today to share? Okay, so today they're going through James 2, 14 through 17, which basically says, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And so they're going on and explaining that some people say, yeah, but the whole point of Jesus's death and resurrection is that his death and resurrection saved us, right? We're no longer sinners, or he's taken away our sins. But, and then the point is that our works don't get us to heaven, right? It's through belief in Jesus, and it's through what he did for us. But what James is talking about is something different. What he is saying is basically when we're changed by our faith, when we have saving faith, that is when we basically would be having our genuine faith. It produces love for others, as they talk about in today's Proverbs 31. And so the point is if we actually have life-changing faith and belief in Jesus, that we will be changed, right? Our hearts will be transformed, and we will want to and should help people, but it's not because of obligation. It's because we've truly been changed. We've been transformed, if you will. And I thought that that was important. A lot of us, we've heard this before, but when I see it, it's just a good reminder. And let's see, somewhere they say, I'm trying to find it real quick. Basically, they're saying in here that just being encouraging, like, hey, buddy, you know, hope everything goes well for you. Well, let's say that we see somebody that's in need. Let's just say that they have nowhere to live right now, and maybe there was a fire at their house, and we're positive. We'll say, we'll pray for you, you know, pat them on the back and encourage them, like, oh, you know, I'm sure it'll work out. Well, that is not the type of love we're talking about. We're talking about love in action. And what do we mean there? Well, love in action in the sense of we would actually do something more for them. And so, you know, as it said before, you've probably heard the concept that we're supposed to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. And by doing that, it means that we actually take action. And so that example of the person that, let's say their house burned down, it's that we would show up and we would give them what we're able to give them. We would help them in ways that would go beyond encouragement and words, right? So we have to, when we say the hands and feet, it means we're going to move. We're going to take action. We're going to make a phone call to try to find them somewhere to stay. We're going to get them blankets and clothing or whatever it is they need, or we're going to help organize or help be part of a group that's already organizing something for them and just participate or provide for them. That could be with material things. That could be with financial giving. That could be with time, right? Time resources. But I think it's important sometimes to remember this, that yes, while we're not obligated and we don't have to do good works to get to heaven, right? To, you know, that's the point is, yes, that's true. But if our hearts have been changed, and if we are here and, you know, walking and living our lives like Jesus, and as we're changed, we would show up and we would be loving to others. And by loving to others, it would be that we would do things for other people. And so I thought it was really important to just come on and share that today. If you don't already get Proverbs 31's first five, they're just quick devotionals that you can read, you know, in just a couple of minutes, obviously. They're just basically, it's called first five, so that you can take the first 5 minutes of your day and read the little scripture and then their devotional or summary about it. And then there's a prayer at the end. But I just find it super easy. It's on my phone. So most days I go and read it. I have other ones I do sometimes, but this one I love because it's with me no matter where I'm at. You know, my phone's in my purse or it's on my desk. And so that one works really well for me. They have all different writers. And so there are different perspectives, you know, different days. But I thought it was really relevant. And what I really liked is that it got me thinking, and it made me think, okay, I'm an encouraging kind of person, but am I taking it far enough? In other words, am I in some cases only encouraging someone and not taking a big enough step, taking actual action by giving more time or other resources that I could provide? And so For me, this made me ask myself that question. Am I doing enough? And this isn't to say we're trying to exhaust ourselves or do so much, right? Because it isn't a competition. It isn't a checklist. You know, we're not trying to compare to our friend or the next person or everyone in our church, but it is a, where do we feel moved and led, or where are there opportunities in our lives where we come across people or groups or whatever it might be to help in a bigger way. And let's see. Basically, she then goes on to explain that some people think James in the Bible, that he's saying something opposite of Paul's teachings, but that's not true, because Paul is talking about before we come to faith and such, and James is talking about once we've been changed by faith, once we are a Christian. And then she wraps up with explaining that James concludes, and it was in James 2:17, that basically faith by itself, if it does not have works, is. And then she also goes on to explain that James argues that works are evidence of saving faith, as I've mentioned. But I think if we think about it this way, if we really realize that we're not talking about doing works because it's required of us, we're doing works and we're showing up and loving people in the world because we've been changed. Our hearts have been transformed. Our lives have been transformed. And the honest truth is, the more we show up in love, the more we use that muscle to take a step, take action, participate in helping others in bigger ways, that muscle becomes easier to use, and it becomes second nature, if you will, to do more or to help more. And so I just want to come on and share this little message with you today. And like I said, go check out the Proverbs 31, verse 5. And today, the writer of that Proverbs 31 was Catherine Martinez, in case you're looking for it. It's called Faith Makes a Difference. But until next time, I hope you have a great week. I hope this will let you think about your own life and how you might be showing up in your faith. Or maybe like me, you're questioning, are you showing up with words and encouragement, but then we are not actually taking that step, or at least not always, to help people in need, help the people around us in need, help maybe people we don't even know at a shelter or many other places. And so that's it. I would just question, if are we showing up, has our heart been transformed in a way that we're showing up as Jesus would? He would not just say, good luck, buddy. I hope everything goes well for you, right? He would help the people in the place that they were at. And so that's what we need to make sure that we're doing, or working towards doing more of that in the world. All right, until next time, have a great week. Thanks again for listening to the show. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you could take a minute to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast, because it helps our show get discovered by more people. And if you'd like to be encouraged in your faith and in your life, go on to kristenfitch.com and sign up to get my newsletter. I have lots of freebies and lots of inspiration and encouragement that'll be coming your way. And I would love it if you joined part of our community.